This is All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. The number of COVID-19 cases in Massachusetts appears to be abating. The state is watching the figures as it determines when it can begin to reopen businesses that have been closed for nearly 2 months now. WBUR Statehouse reporter Steve Brown joins us. And Steve, the governor, has been saying for some time that this downward trend in coronavirus activity has to be in place for 2 weeks. How close is the state to that?
I guess you could say we're about halfway to that. We've been seeing it go down for about a week. The surge peaked around April 23rd when there were over 3,000 new cases announced in a single day. And that's around the time the number of people who died in a single day topped out above 180. The governor says since then, things are improving.
We've seen a pretty steady downward trend on the number of people hospitalized for COVID-19 for just about a week. That's a really encouraging sign and a key piece of data that we watch closely with respect to almost all issues associated with how we're doing. We're still very much in the fight against the virus, but it's encouraging, I think, for everybody to see progress given how much hard work and how much sacrifice has been invested in this.
Does the governor seem to you to be more optimistic about progress after he was extremely cautious recently?
Yes, but the governor isn't letting his guard down, at least not yet. He still says we have to keep taking the precautions that we've been taking, staying socially distant and wearing masks. Of course, the masks become mandatory in Massachusetts tomorrow because of the governor's order.
Now, every afternoon about 4 o'clock, the Department of Public Health releases the latest numbers. What are they telling us today?
Well, they're up ever so slightly, but state officials in the past have cautioned everyone that you can't take too much away from a single day's report. The hospitalization rate remains at 5%. However, the actual number of people hospitalized is up 3 from yesterday. 6 more people are in the ICU. So, as you can see, there's not going to be a steady glide path downward. There are going to be a few bumps along the way.
And what about the number of people who are dying from COVID-19?
Yes, the DPH is reporting the deaths of 122 people since yesterday. Remember, yesterday's number was down in double digits for the first time in quite a while. So it's disheartening to see it up today, without a doubt. But remember, it's the overall trend that is the key number, and that is heading down. Still, it's always important to keep in mind that every new death reported, even during a downward trend, represents a tragedy that a local family is coping with.
Right, much more than a number. Steve, the governor's daily briefing today was not at the State House, where it usually is. It was at a factory in Fall River. You were there today. Why was the governor there?
Well, he was looking to highlight a program that the state set up called the Manufacturing Emergency Response Team, or MERT. The objective was to quickly assist Massachusetts businesses transition to make personal protective equipment, or PPE. One company that did just that was the Merrow Manufacturing in Fall River. They've been making industrial sewing machines since the 1830s. They're now producing medical gowns and other protective gear in their facility. CEO Charlie Merrow acknowledged that due to labor costs, the products are not cheap, but does say in the long run, manufacturing PPE locally has an advantage.
There is no question that our product is much more expensive to build than a product that's built in China. What it is available right now to hospitals. And I think Merrow's role is not to build the least expensive product. It's to build a product that is better than the quality that can be made available otherwise and here regardless of what's going on outside the ports.
Of course, you remember some of the stories from early on in the pandemic when the state was scrambling to purchase PPEs from outside of the country. And while the cost to make the product may be cheaper offshore, Governor Baker pointed out the costs of shipping it here can be very expensive, whereas the shipping costs of PPE that's manufactured locally is much, much less.
Thank you, WBUR's senior Statehouse reporter Steve Brown. Thanks again.
Thanks, Lisa.